Good morning. This is Beth from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency with updates from the Audubon County USDA Service Center. Our first topic is the enrollment period for 2018 safety net coverage, which will continue through August 1st. As a reminder, producers should now be signing up for the 2018 agricultural risk coverage and/or price loss coverage programs at their FSA offices. Enrollment involves signing of the 2018 ARC PLC annual contract and completing our adjusted gross income statement. Our office is contacting producers to complete this task now and not wait until AgriGrid certification. If you have not been contacted and are ready to enroll for 2018, just give our office a call and we will have all the forms ready for you to sign when you arrive. Our phone number here is 712-563-4261 extension 2. Our next topic is converting established CRP cover. With the newest Conservation Reserve program sign up last year, many of the expiring contracts had existing grasses that were either introduced grasses or dense native grass stands and which needed to be transitioned or converted to a diverse native grass / forb seeding for re-enrollment. Successfully transitioning CRP grass stands into diverse prairie will maintain diversity for at least 10 years. To ensure participants are successful in this process, it is vital that there is good communication between NRCS, FSA personnel, and the CRP participants. It is important to provide you as producers with the best technical guidance for your CRP contracts. To successfully accomplish an established grass conversion, there are a few points you will need to be aware of. NRCS technical guidance for converting an established existing cover, such as brome grass, is for a minimum of 2 chemical burn downs. For most CRP practices, FSA has cost share available for up to 3 herbicide applications within the first 12 months of the practice start date. One spraying should have been conducted in the fall and another this spring prior to seeding. These herbicide applications, especially the fall spraying, are very important for eradicating the current vegetation to reduce competition for the new seeding. If you did not conduct a chemical burn down for the fall of 2017, please contact your county NRCS office for guidance. CRP policy requires the seeding date be planned within 12 months of the contract start date. In cases where it's likely that applying herbicide twice will postpone the seeding date until after the first 12 months of the contract, the CRP participant will need to file a written extension request with the County FSA Committee. All seeding extension requests need to be submitted to the County FSA office no later than August 1, 2018. For more information on the timing of transitional herbicide applications and seedings, contact the NRCS office at 712-563-4261 extension 3 here in Audubon or in Cass County at 712-243-3180 extension 3. For details on cost share payments or other CRP contract questions, call or stop by your County Farm Service Agency office. Our final topic is CRP routine grazing and managed harvesting. Conservation Reserve Program participants can utilize routine grazing on their CRP acres once every 3 years to improve the quality of the CRP cover. Participants interested in utilizing this option should be contacting their FSA office now to initiate the required paperwork. Routine grazing of CRP acres must be authorized and requested at the administrative FSA office by the landowner or producer on the CRP contract prior to grazing beginning. Routine grazing is not authorized during the primary nesting season of May 15th through August 1st. There will be an annual rental payment reduction of 25% based on the acres actually grazed, which can be paid upfront. Producers who qualify as a beginning farmer or rancher will not be assessed a payment reduction. All Hayden grazed acres are subject to FSA spot check at any time during or after the authorization period, so it's important to contact your local FSA office prior to any haying or grazing activities on CRP acres to ensure your contract remains in compliance. In closing, for more information or clarification on any of the topics from today's program, please feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or you can stop in to see us at 900 4th Avenue, located one block east of the National Guard Armory. For this week, this has been Beth with updates and reminders from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency.